So today is the appearance day of Srimati Chidananda Prabhu. He appeared before Mahaprabhu to set the scene, and joining me is Sankirtan Mission. This is the pranam mantra of Nityananda Prabhu. So we can all chant it together. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Nityanandam
Nityanandam
Aham
Aham
Naomi
Naomi
Sarvananda
Sarvananda
Param
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 Harinama
Harinama
Param
Param
Devam
Devam
Avaduta
Avaduta
Shiromanim
Shiromanim
Nityanandam
Aham Naomi
Nityanandam Aham Naomi
Sarvananda Karam Param
Harinama Padam
Devam
Harinama Padam Devam
Avaduta Shiromanim
Avaduta
Shiromanim. Translation. I bow down to the Supreme Lord, Nityananda Prabhu, who is the award of the highest joy to all, to be the bestower of the holy name, and the crest jewel of all the Paramahamsas, mendicants. I bow down to the Supreme Lord, Nityananda Prabhu, who is the awarder of the highest joy to all, the bestower of the holy name, and the crest
jewel
of all Paramahamsa mendicants. Nandaram ki. Yes. So, he is the bestower of the holy name to all. Nityananda Prabhu was ordered by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to go to every door with Haridas Thakur and just tell people to chant Hare Krishna. Chant Krishna's name. Accept Krishna as your father. Accept Krishna as your mother. Accept Krishna as your everything. And they did this. So they were just going for raise your hands and everybody chant. Gauranga's holy name. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna.
Give up all of your different ways you think you're going to find happiness in the world. Because Mahaprabhu is coming giving something that's unequal. There's nothing greater than this, and there's no price for it. And if you take this, you will attain the highest bliss. It is eternal. There's no cessation. You simply take the holy name and chant without anxiety. Not a bad offer. So Nityananda Prabhu will beg everyone to take pure love of God by chanting the holy name of Krishna. But some unfortunate person, influenced by previous sinful activities, they could not take the name. But if such persons chant the names of Nitya and Gauranga, then immediately their sins will go away. Their previous sins will go away. And they can easily take to the chanting of Hare Krishna without offense. So this incarnation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is most uncommon. Because by his mercy, a serious person, but even though he's full of offenses, simply by chanting the names of Gauranga and Nityananda, he can become easy free from those offenses, because Lord Chaitanya is not accepting offenses. He's not seeing the offenses. Not that we should commit offense knowingly. But those who are full of offenses, they come and chant the holy names of Nitai and Gauranga. So they are seeing the service. They're calling the holy name, they're serving the holy name. This is what Gaurangas see. They don't see the offenses. So everybody is conditioned with so many offenses and anarthas in this material world. That is the natural state of every living entity. And it's not easy to keep them up in a moment. Because Gaurangas are not seeing those things. They're not seeing all the offenses, they're simply seeing, oh, the person has actually received and enchanting the holy names of Krishna. So they simply bestow their blessings for this purpose alone. And so all those sins get very quickly washed away, even without a separate endeavor, but simply by the calling out the names of Nitai and Chaitanya. Because the holy name of Nityananda, Ram, is called Taraka. It gives liberation. And the name of Krishna is called Paraka, and it gives love of Godhead. So when a person calls out Nitai Chaitanya, then the holy name comes searching. Who is chanting Nitai Chaitanya? The holy name itself. Ram, who gives liberation. Where is that person chanting? Oh, let me give him liberation. Then Krishna, the holy name of Krishna. Where is that person chanting the name of Ram? Let me give him prema. So the Gaurangas also becomes the holy name itself, although it's the principal means of deliverance. And the sole object of our worship, it's our everything, it becomes our life and soul. Still that takes on the mood of being delivering. It's not that we have to approach the goal, everybody's approaching their goal of Krishna. Here the goal is the holy name, and they're approaching the living entities, who chant the names of Nitai and Gauranga. So this is the merciful nature of the holy name. So, and the evidence was Jagai Madai. These are the witnesses, the evidences, Jagai Madai. They were so simple that they were able to receive the holy name and by the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. So actually when Nityananda and Haridas, they saw Jagai Madai and said, who are those people? Everyone was standing in a circle, a good distance away, but they were all watching the activities of Jagai and Madai. Because they were quite, although they were people, personalities, they were quite comical. They had a good laugh, the people were having a good laugh by seeing their activities in the way it's done. They didn't get too close, of course. But Jagai and Madai would always be in a drunken stupor, and then at any time when the other one wasn't looking, then the other one would start punching him. And then they'd start a fight. So they would be falling over and fighting, and everyone would just get a laugh at it. But they didn't get too close, because these people were actually ruthless. There's no sin they would not commit. So Nityananda said, Haridas, let's deliver these people, let them chant Hare Krishna. And all the everyone around said, no, don't go near those people. And they're very, very dangerous. They murder people even, not to speak of anything else. So Nityananda Prabhu said, if we can deliver these two people, then Gauranga's mission will be, this will actually show the real mercy of Gauranga, how he delivered the most fallen. So they went to Jagai Madai and just started to chant the holy names of Krishna. Meghamata became furious. So this is telling what to do. We're the kings, we roam around Nalabi freely. Nobody can say anything to us. Even the police don't say anything. So they got really angry. They started chasing Haridas and Nityananda Prabhu. And they had to run very fast. So they were actually laughing. Meghamata couldn't run very fast. They were drunk. So Haridas said, you know, you get into so much trouble every time I go out with you. You're always doing strange things. I'm an old man. You come around fast. They're going to catch me. They'll kick me out. They may kill me. So when he got back, he told Advaitacharya, he said, no, this crazy man I had to go out with preaching with my preaching partner. He does all, I go one way, he says, no, just go the other way. He doesn't want to do anything I say. Whatever I say, he does the opposite. He jumps in the Ganga and starts chasing the alligators in the Ganga. He sees a Mataji walking down the road, he says, will you marry me? And he sees some bull, so he jumps from the bull, he says, I am Mahesh! And if there's a cow walking by, he jumps up and he drinks the milk from there. He splashes everyone in the Ganga and the little kids are walking around. And he runs up to them really fearful and he scares them. They go and tell their fathers and mothers. And their mothers come and they say, and they all pick on me. Advaitacharya said, it's not surprising. You know, drunkards, they always associate with drunkards, so it's not surprising coming from me. But anyway, because he has that desire to liberate them, I'm certain in a day or two Lord Varanga will fulfill his desire. So they were ultimately delivered by the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu and Mahaprabhu's mercy. So these were the evidence that Jagan Madai, most simple persons were delivered by the holy name. So Nityananda Prabhu is the great purifier, the purifying agency of this material world. Not only the material world is the spiritual world. He's the spiritual potency, he's the pure potency. He purifies everywhere he goes. He purifies the womb of Satyamata. He purifies the womb of Devaki by appearing in the womb. But the Sharup was born just before Mahaprabhu was in his incarnation with Nityananda. So he appears in the womb and purifies. As Balaram, he appears in Devaki's womb. In the explanation of the Shadgarbha, the Sadasuragarbha of Devaki, those children were killed one after another, the six children. So they were representing Kamko, Lobmo, Mamo, Macha, the six bad qualities. So they're all destroyed. So then her womb became pure, materially pure, free from sin and sinful activity and bad qualities, karma, code, home, etc. So then that means Mother Goodness is pure. Then Balaram appears there, Shankarshana. Then he spiritualizes it. The first place is purified, and then he spiritualized, then Mahaprabhu Krishna will come. So the same as Satchimata, he had many children, many children also. Then Vishwarupa appears, so he's the asan, the sitting place of Gauranga. So wherever he will come, so he becomes the womb, because he's going to get sick. Sit in the womb, that will be his sitting place. So Nityananda appears there and purifies, he spiritualizes the womb. And then Mahaprabhu can come. Just like in puja. First of all, we purify everything with water, with doing function, etc. Then we spiritualize it with mantra by chanting the deepest mantra. So this is the progression. First a subtle cleaning and then a final purification. And spiritual gifts. Then spiritualize the items, then you can offer them to Krishna. So Nityananda Prabhu, he becomes the shoes, he becomes the bed, he becomes Ananta Dev. Wherever Krishna will come, the feet, he will come. He becomes Navadvipa Dham, the expanses number the Dharma Vrindavan Dham. Then the Lord can come and perform his pastimes here. So he's the supreme spiritual existence. Brahmanohi Pratishtaham, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, that I am the basis of Brahman. It's coming, that is Nityananda. That's a description of Nityananda. He's the spiritual potency. He's the Shuddha Sattva existence, the pure existence. Sat is the principle of eternality, the eternal nature. So that is the Brahman existence. So Nityananda expands as the existence of everything. So everything is resting in that potency of Nityananda Prabhu. He's the maintainer of all the spiritual and material realms. Prabhupada said he maintains the material universe by expanding as Ananta Shesh, and he holds all the planets on his head, so everything is in order by the potency of Ananta Dev, Nityananda Prabhu. I can't see Ananta Dev holding everything up, but maybe it's invisible. But Prabhupada said the word, what they call gravitation, the law of gravity, that is the sustaining power of Ananta Dev. So he's known as the Adhara Shakti. Balaram is the Adhara Shakti. Adhara Shakti is the accommodating potency. Krishna showed Mother the universe in the mouth when she looked in his mouth. The mouth was only that big, but Krishna saw everything. You can make a universe, all the ingredients of the universe were there, everything. So that is the accommodating potency. And for something that big, he could fit the whole universe. So that's Nityananda's potency, the Adhara Shakti. He accommodates. It's like Navadvip Dharma is considered to be 32 kroshas, 16 kroshas, 32 miles. But within that 32 miles, you have even Vaikunthapur is there, the whole of Lord Vaikuntha. Mahavan is there, Gokul is there, Vrindavan. So all the spiritual worlds are contained within this 32 miles. So this is the Adhara Shakti, Nityananda's potency. When Arjuna was going to Dwarka, first time he arrived there, and he saw, this is his approaching, because it's an island, he saw millions and millions of ships carrying all kinds of food and supplies, and millions and millions of ships going into the harbour there. So then when he actually crossed and he got there, he saw a tiny little harbour. But how is it possible? It was a tiny harbour. I saw millions and millions of ships. This harbour's only big enough to hold a few ships. But I saw millions of ships going. So that was the accommodating potency of the Lord. I remember once we were at a panel program in Calcutta in Deshapriya Park. And it was completely chock-a-block. Prabhupada was there. It was completely ekdom jam packed up. And you couldn't get in. It was so many people there. And then one sannyasi was there, Chutananda. He said, I was by the gate. And he said, you couldn't get out. And he struggled to get out there. He said, but when I got out the gate, he said, I saw big lines of people. He's going through so easily. He said, inside you couldn't move like this, but on the outside, people were just hurting him. There was no problem, it's like a big freeway there. He said, this must be the deity of Lord's unlimited potency that's placed here. So it's not only accommodating, it's also nourishing. It sustains and nourishes. It accommodates, it sustains and nourishes. An example is given, it's just like the mother's womb. The mother's womb is accommodating, it's a space for accommodation of the child, simultaneously it nourishes the child. And the child is growing with it there. So this is Nityananda's potency. He holds everything, he nourishes everything. So actually everything is sustained by Nityananda Prabhu. So he's the completely purifying potency. Narottama Thakur says, Sudaha bimana paviha maheriva shri vrindavan. When will my mind become purified? Then I can enter into Vrindavan. So this is Nityananda's potency. So he's begging there for the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. Without his mercy, how we can enter into Vrindavan, how we can enter into another big town. So he will purify the Sudha Hobby mind. When will my mind be purified? So that is Nityananda's potency. He is that spiritual potency. Vrindavan is Balaram's potency, Vishuddha Shakti. So how you can enter into it without the blessings of the proprietor of that potency in those psalms. So it's Nityananda Prabhu who bestows his blessings for one to enter. Of course, so one has to be purified before he can enter into Vrindavan. So that is Nityananda's potency. So without the understanding his potency or receiving the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, it's not possible actually to enter into Vrindavan or Navadvipa. And of course, if you can't enter into Vrindavan or Navadvipa, how you can enter into a relationship with Lord Chaitanya? So only when we get the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu can we get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Because to enter into a relationship with Lord Chaitanya, Sambandha, that's on the spiritual existence. So that is Nityananda's potency. Nityananda Prabhu has to award you with that gift of spiritualization. Then you can actually enter into Vrindavan. Then you can actually serve Gauranga there. Then you can actually enter into the relationship. In another Dhammapada, it says, Nityananda Prabhu is explaining to Shiva Goswami, there is a covering on the Dharma, it's like a material film. And those who actually haven't entered into a relationship with Lord Chaitanya will remain with that film, material covering. And even though they think, well, I'm in Navadvipa Dharma, I'm happy, I chant Hare Krishna. He said, but if they haven't entered yet into a relationship with Mahaprabhu, he said, they will be living on that film. So it behooves everyone to achieve the mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Then he can actually begin to achieve the grace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But first you should get the mercy of Subhadra Devi. Then you get the mercy of Balaram. Then you can get the mercy of Jagannath. So to approach the Lord, you have to become purified. That is Nityananda's situation. The Shuddha Shakti platform. So in the side we have our Panchatattva Pitam Krishnam Bhaktarup Srupakam Bhaktara Karam Bhaktakyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam. These are five truths in one. And the sixth truth is the Guru. So Nityananda is the spiritual existence, he's the truth of the spiritual existence, he is the spiritual world, he is Nandri, he is Vrindavan. So it's his spiritual potency which is holding everything. So there is a progression in worshipping Panchatattva, that's why they come in five features of absolute truth. The answer to truth is one. But he's become five, especially in Kali Yuga, he's become five principles to show us how we can actually approach and attain the ultimate goal of life. So Srivas, this is Shakti, sorry, the Bhaktya, Bhaktakyam. He's acting as a Bhakta, he's a pure devotee. He's Jiva, Jiva Tattva, but in pure consciousness, as the eternal servant of Krishna. So he's situated in pure consciousness, Bhaktakyam. Dadata Pandit is Shakti. Shakti Kam is the Haladini potency, totally good potency. Advaita Prabhu is the Bhakta Avatar. He's come as an avatar of Bhakti. He's Mahavishnu. Sadashi. Sadashi is the source of Mahavishnu. So he is Sadashiva, Bhakta Avatar. He's come as a Bhakta also. Because he gives the signs of devotion service. He calls Gauranga by his loud calls. And so by the mercy of the Bhakta Avatar, then the Lord is actually coming. And Advaita Acharya also gives the signs of devotional service. So he's the Bhakta giving the signs of devotional service. And Mahaprabhu is Bhakta Rupa, he's the form of a Bhakta. So it's the Lord with his different energies. So these five principal energies are functioning. This is sufficient. Sufficient enough to know the Lord and to approach the Lord and enter into relationship with him. Narottam Das Thakur sings of this progression. When Malai received the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, Prabhupada says in that song, how do you know one receives the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu? It is always happy. That person is always happy. You can understand he's received the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. I'm the basis of the Brahmana, which is the basis of all happiness. That is Nityananda's position. So, so then the Panchatattva come for the living entities of Kali Yuga, and Prabhupada said you have to go through the Panchatattva, the living entities of Kali Yuga. There's no other way except through the Panchatattva, to say the Yuga Avatara. They've come in this form to give the holy men, they're distributors of the holy men, and teachers of the holy men. So there is a progression. And Prabhupada says you have to go through this progression of Panchatattva. That's why they've come. If you don't follow it, then you won't be as successful in your spiritual quest. Because this is what to do according to the time and circumstances in the avatar. You have to follow the avatar's direction. So they're functioning as we approach the pure devotee. Everybody knows. You get interested in spiritual life, you have some faith, you approach a spiritual master, so you find out a pure devotee, teaching the pure teaching of the previous acharyas, who's firmly situated at the lotus feet of his guru, and you take shelter there of that person. So that is Srivas Thakur. Jiva, but he's in a pure situation, so we can, pure devotee, we can take shelter of it. He's Narad Muni. So Narad Muni, we know he's the guru of the universe, so he's instructing everyone. So we take shelter of the pure devotee. That is the beginning. Adoshada Sadhu Sangha. Sadhu Sangha means you associate out of having faith, you associate, and then part of that association means initiation. You become more serious to take initiation. So you get initiated in the pure devotee, and what does the pure devotee do? He gives you the process of devotional service, Chant Hare Krishna. Then he makes the other instructions also. He gives you everyone that gets the main process, chant 16 rounds. That's the only instruction. You may get more also later, but everybody gets that instruction. So the process of devotional service in Kaliyuga is chanting Hare Krishna. So he gives the process. We have many different angas. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam, Vandanam, Padasevanam, Nashvani, Pujanam, Shakishanam, Atmani, Vedanam. Nine processes. But the Holy Name is the life of all those other processes. If the Holy Name is not there, they don't work. But you still can become successful by hearing, by remembering, by puja, by certain, all those you can become perfect, but the Holy Name has to be there. If the Holy Name is not there, they won't become perfect. It's just like the soul of a body. The body is good and active and do many things as long as the soul is there. If the soul is not there, then the body is not much use. So without the Holy Name, the other angas of bhakti, the eight angas of bhakti, you won't get the desired result in Kali Yuga. So the main angri bhakti, bhakti is the chanting of the Holy Name. So the Guru gives you the process of chanting, which is the process of the acharyas. So if Mahaprabhu has come, he gives the Holy Name, and the previous acharyas, Haridas Thakur is the acharya, and everybody, all the Goswamis all the way down, this is their whole mission, to give everyone the Holy Name. It's our process. So that message of the acharya, that represents the dvaita. So you approach a pure devotee first, as she does. Then you get the message of the acharya, that's the dvaita acharya. So you have to approach acharya through the, by applying the process of devotional service. And what happens when you apply the process, that is vachana kriya. What is next when you do that? Anapanivritti. It's the next stage. By following the process given by the acharyas under the guidance of a pure devotee, all the anarthas go away. Birds, they all fly away when we chant Hare Krishna. By the process of devotional service, all the anarthas go away. And then, what next?
Nista.
Okay. Nista, he becomes fixed. So then we become fixed where? Spiritual consciousness. That's when your spiritual consciousness begins. After all the anarthas have gone, it's already there, the spiritual consciousness is already there, the spiritual existence is there, the spiritual environment is there. But it's covered by all these anarthas. So this anartha nivritti, by performing vachana kriya, the devotional service process, it clears up all these coverings, and then it becomes revealed. So that revelation is the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. Because that's his skill, that's his potency, the spiritual world is his potency. So when the anarthas are gone, then we can receive the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. He is that spiritual platform, Vishuddhashatra platform. Vrindavan, then you can enter into Vrindavan, because now you have your spiritual life, so now you can enter into Vrindavan, otherwise how you can enter? So then by the mercy of the pure devotee, by the mercy of the acharya following, then you get the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, then you become spiritualized, you can enter into the spiritual world, into the spiritual realm. So this is Nityananda's field, his potency. So therefore we have to receive the mercy of Nityananda. But first we have to approach to Srivas, to the pure devotee, to Advaita, and apply the process. Then the effect will be there, and that effect will be Nityananda Prabhu's mercy. Then that actual point is sambandha. We think of that in general ways of understanding that. We have a relationship with Krishna, we have initiation, we've got the Holy Name here. So we say there is a sambandha, there is a connection. It's not realized sambandha, but this state when you're after nothing in Rishi, that is a realized state. So actually sambandha begins at that point. Krishna. This is Madan Mohan, the teacher, Sambandha Devi. In Krishnadas Kaviraj's prayer to Madan Mohan, he said, "I am lame and ill-advised." Sambhu means lame. Therefore, I am taking shelter at the lotus feet of Madan Mohan. Why am I lame? Because a lame man means you can't walk. Means you have no spiritual legs. Nor you know what is spiritual ground. So how you can walk? And even if you know, but if you know what your spiritual legs are, then you'll understand what is your spiritual ground. And then you can walk on the spiritual ground. But he's saying, "I'm lame, I'm in the vice, I don't have a spiritual connection." Therefore he's praying for Madan Mohan. Due to for that sambandha, for that connection. So then that is the connection. That is Nityananda's potency, the spiritual potency. Then you've got a spiritual connection. This is Chaitodarpanamajana, same thing. Anatta Nivritti means Chaitodarpanamajana, the heart is clean. After that, Mahaprabhu's mission begins at this point, remember also. The only teachings he left, he begins with Chaitodarpanamajana. Let's begin with a pure heart. Then he starts discussing chanting and devotional service. That's why the Chaitanya Charitamrita is a postgraduate study of Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam gets yourself realized. You should be up really going through the 9 cantos. But then comes Chaitanya Charitamrita. So again, that is real sambandha begins at that point. It's same, Dhamma Buddha Pashanatha. Same situation. So that is Nityananda's platform. Now you've got spiritual connection. Now you've awakened spiritually. Now the service actually really begins, according to Krishnadas Kaviraj. Because we are serving now. We are serving also in an awakened state. So Krishnadas Kaviraj says, now we're in this, by the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, whom Krishnadas Kaviraj, he was his guru, his instructor. So, by the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, that spiritual existence is achieved, which is actually the goal for the Jnanis. Brahma Buddha Prashanatma. Aham Brahmasmi. The same platform. This is the goal of the Jnanis. They've achieved that. Aham Brahmasmi. Now they say, that's it. All of our studies are finished, all of our austerities, all of our penance, all of our chanting, studying the Vedas, everything. All finished now because we've attained that goal. Everything is meant to attain that goal. Aham Brahmasmi. So we've achieved that. So everything is finished for us. It's the Jnanis. Krishnadas Kaviraj says, for the Bhakta, he achieved that state. He said, now it's the beginning. He said, now devotional service really begins. Now the hearing really begins. Now the chanting really begins. It's all relishful. It's getting all revelation. Now the service is really alive. It's infusing. So the Mayavadi says, they can understand all that relationship going on there. So it begins at that point. That is the mercy of Nityananda. So now you've gone up to the grace of the pure devotee, to the grace of the acharya, to the mercy of Nityananda. Now you're in Navadvip Dham, Vrindavan Dham Ki. What do you do there? You're there, you're in the spiritual world. What are you going to do? What am I supposed to do? So then Thakur says in his song that then once Rupa Raghunatha Hobi, then you approach Rupa Raghunatha. You become a servant of Rupa and Raghunatha. When will I receive the mercy of Rupa and Raghunatha? Then I will be able to understand what is right English. Jukala Priti. Only then, if I get the mercy of Rupa Raghunatha, then I can actually understand Radha Krishna. Who is Chaitanya? So he is the goal. So that's what you do there when you finally got up in the spiritual world. You're up there,
that's not the end, that's the beginning. At least you got out the material boat, you're in the spiritual boat. So, Rupa Goswami, who's Rupa Goswami? Rupa Manjari. What tattva is that? He? Shakti tattva, Kishakti. Aladini Shakti. The expansion of Srimata Radharani, Rupa Goswami. They all Aladini Shakti. Who is the another week leader? Who is the Aladini Shakti? Gadada Pandi, there you go. So now you're in the spiritual world. Now you've got to get the mercy of, by the mercy of Nitya, now you've got to get the mercy of Gadada Pandi. See the Haladini Shakti. Without the Haladini Shakti, how are you going to approach Krishna? So Rupa and Raghunath, they're representing, in this Narottama song, they're representing the Haladini quotient. The very expansion. But anyway, that is the function of Gadada Pandi. After your spiritual life has got into the spiritual world, then you can get the mercy of Gadada Pandi, and then you can actually serve within that Haladini potency, or the pleasure given potency. So when you're bestowed with that blessing, then you can actually please Krishna, because that's all that Krishna wants. He only functions on that Haladini potency. That's the only way Krishna relates, is on that Haladini Shakti. Krishna's business is pleasure. So, when you enter into a relationship with Krishna, it's based on Haladini Shakti. You have a little bit of Haladini Shakti, Satchitananda. Sandini Shamsit Haladini. Everybody has that, a small portion. It can't reach Krishna, it's not strong enough. The Haladini pleasure is not strong enough to reach Krishna. Prabhupada described, I can't remember, also in the Brahma Samhita, that when the living entity, he understands his, the spiritual potency, the chit potency, he's spiritually awakened. He has contact, spiritual contact, but he hasn't contacted Krishna. He hasn't contacted relationship with Krishna apart from that. How can he do it? Bhakti Sanskrit is in the purple. If the consciousness of a living entity cannot approach Krishna, then what else can? If the chit shakti cannot approach, then what else can? Certainly not the intelligence, mind, anything lower than that. But still, that chit conscious, pure consciousness, still it cannot attain, reach Krishna due to its minute size. But when it's combined with the Haladini Shakti, they work together, still they can't reach Krishna. But when they work together, they become pleasing. And the Haladini Shakti Radharani is pleased. Okay. They're endeavoring to serve Krishna with devotion, with the Haladini Shakti. Or if your guardian angel is, it'll come through Guru generally. But they'll be pleased at that devotional attempt. Then they'll recommend to Krishna. Here's a nice devotee of Gauranga, he wants to come and serve you. So when that recommendation is there, then Krishna, he sends his Haladini Shakti to meet the Jiva's Haladini Shakti. Then it's possible. Then it is revealed, then relationship will begin and the actual rasa will begin then. That relationship is going on to the pleasure potency. But this is what Krishna wants. Is the purpose of our existence. Pleasure, to give Krishna pleasure. God is one and he becomes many. What for? His pleasure. This is all he wants. So this is the pleasure he's searching for. It's already there, but it's covered. So when it's revealed and uncovered, then yes, okay. And Krishna sends his potency. Then there is a relationship that takes place. Then you can actually enter into a relationship with Krishna. And serve Krishna by the grace of Haladini Shakti, Srimati Radharani's mercy. Then, by her mercy, then you can approach Gauranga. the last tattva, Sarada by the mercy of Garada Pandit, then you can approach Gauranga, who is Radha Krishna. He is the God. So then we can approach Gauranga through the, so this is the process through Panchatattva. Prabhupada said we have to follow that system in Kali Yuga because we have come to deliver the living entities of Kali Yuga. So this is all the mercy of the Lord. He's come in revealed. He's come to give Vraja Bhakti, which was never available before. Who is the possessor of Vraja Bhakti? Who is Vrindavaneshwari, Srimad Radharani? So it wasn't revealed before. Only on the 28th millennium or one day of Brahma, for a few moments it appears there. But this Gauranga incarnation is coming, giving that something very, very precious, that freedom. So, actually, what happens when Krishna engages in a relationship with the living entity? If he allows any Shakti potency, that pleasure potency is interacting with. That is what the Rasa is saying. So that is Radharani. So actually, Krishna is enjoying Radharani. That potency within you, within me, and when we are awakened, we enjoy a relationship with Krishna. But actually, well, in Tattva, Krishna is enjoying Radharani. He's enjoying the Haladini Shakti. He's having that's how the relationship is going on. Between Krishna and you. So that's Radharani. In other words, it's nothing in existence but Radha and Krishna. That's all that exists. But it's manifest in various forms. Ananda Chinmaya, Rasa Sabhiti, Tabija, Eva Nikuru Sayakati, Goropi, Eva Nivasatyaki, Lakhavi, Gorunda Mari Kushama. She's expanded into hundreds of millions of women. And the whole of the sound, the whole of the shaktas and the shantarasas and the dasarasas, so we're expanding from there to assist that, to enhance that. So all this is available by the mercy of Panchatattva. And especially Nityananda Prabhu, because he's dealing directly with the most fallen, which is us, he's directly. And so the essence of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission is Jiva Daya. This is why Mahaprabhu has come. And the essence is Jiva Daya. Mission and the mood of our society, it should be at least. And it should be the mood of everyone in everyone's heart. It should have a mood of wanting to give Krishna consciousness to others. This is what is pleasing to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, and who is that most merciful? Who is most Jiva Daya? I think it must be Nityananda Prabhu, was examining all the characters. We'll come to the understanding. It must be Nityananda Prabhu. But even if there is someone more merciful, which could be our Guru also. But at least Nityananda Prabhu, we deliver Jagannath Mata, so we have some hope. If we have some hope, we take complete shelter. And let us see those runners from the kids. Jai Shri Nityananda Charati Ki.
Jai
Shri Prabhupada Ki.
Jai.
The sixth tattva. Guru is the sixth tattva. And most of you will understand that. There's a story how Radharani created Navadvipa Dham. So he said he was saying that Nityananda creates everything. Yeah, he expands everything and all the ingredients. Radharani got it all together. She made a special place in Vrindavan called Navadvipa. And then that became the Navadvipa. He's the ingredient here, and maintained and sustained it. She put it all together. There must be
Adhidevi Shakti.
The Adhara Shakti, yes.
Adhara Shakti.
Yes.
There's also Sandini Shakti, which it seems like they're similar.
Yes. Sandini is the existential potency.
So when you were describing Adhara Shakti, you essentially said
within the Sandini, then the accommodating, it'll accommodate all the anabhati sam. It's existing. Sandini is existing state. And everything is accommodated. So whatever it creates, the dham, the devotees, and everything here, that's all made, it's all accommodated by Nityananda. Like the womb, the example of the womb, the child in the baby in the womb, so that's a sustaining principle. But within that also is the nourishment, so then it is allowed to grow and expand and things like that. It's a feature, it's another feature of something. It's creating the forms and things like that. Certain, you can go and knock on the door of the house, and when someone comes down, you fall down and you hold their feet and say, please chant the name of Krishna. That's what Nityananda did to the common people. They weren't common after that. I still have sinful tendencies, so that means I'm living on the film of the Dharma. Okay? Oh, still do we get benefit? Yes, Mr. Nanprabhu said that even those the persons who live on the film of the Dharma, he said actually they're very arrogant and they're duplicitous. He said, but they can learn to become more tolerant than the tree and more humble than the ground. Even those persons, by association with the devotees of the Dharma, he said, they can also give up their tendencies and they can enter into the Dharma consciousness. It's not your sinful tendencies that keep you in the film, because they're not considering your sinful tendencies. It's your lack of accepting the devotional process that keeps you on the film. They're not seeing the sinful, so you can be there and be sinful. It says, and they're full of all types of sins. Still, they can come if they take the process. So it's not the sins that will keep you on the film. It's the lack of following the devotional process. If you're absorbed in the devotional process, then you enter into it. Generally means you have more faith for materialistic activities than spiritual Krishna, then one can chant the names of Gaunitai, then they can chant the names of Krishna. Is that what you said? Yes, it says, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, everybody knows Krishna throughout the Vedas, since time immemorial. Everybody knows the glories of Krishna, Radha and Krishna. But actually, saying Krishna praying is not at all a common thing. People are worshipping Krishna for thousands of lifetimes, and they don't come to the stage of Krishna praying. It must be understood they're full of offenses. Because one cannot chant holy names if one is offensive. So the names of Nitai Gaur are very, very uncommon, because if you chant them, those offenses will go away very quickly. Then you can chant Hare Krishna too, without offense. Nityananda, he expands as the Lord's best paraphernalia, shoes, clothing, etc. Well, at what point does it become Nityananda? You want to make a dress for Nityananda, or you want to make a flower dress for Nityananda? Prabhuki. So, the karmis are growing the flowers to sell in the market for profit. They're not thinking about Nityananda. They're not very spiritual flowers. So he's saying, when does it actually become, we have to offer it to Nityananda. When does it become equal in tattva? Nityananda tattva is spiritualized. So it actually begins from the point of conception. The person who conceives of the flower outfit. From the point of conception, then Nityananda will be there. So it'll be a mental conception first. So that's actually in the beginning. Nityananda is there. And then it actually becomes manifested. And they get the flowers. When you pay price for goods, they purify them also. So they become purified. And now that the devotees are handling them there, so then they start to sew the flowers on the dress. Then the Nityananda becomes more manifest. Not fully manifest. Sometimes they touch their feet, you know, they're moving around and something happens, or they put a hot glue gun, burning glue gun on the flowers. So he's manifested there at that time, but in the form of getting the dress together. He's worshipful even at that time. Not fully worshipful, but the devotee's going to respect him at any of these stages. But he's present there since, because now you're thinking of Nityananda, you're making his dress. So because of the absolute nature of Nityananda from within, it becomes. Then finally he goes into the deity room and they purify it again and spiritualize it with mantra and water. And then they can actually start to offer it. And they tie it on Nityananda Prabhu, and they have to pull it around and stick some pins in it, to hold it up. So then he's more manifest like that. It's almost ready. And then suddenly, curtain opens, and everybody's seeing. So then it's fully manifest. As his paraphernalia at that time. So it began from the conception. It gets more and more At that time, after when you won't touch with your feet or anything like that, or put on the floor. And he leaves that full manifestation where he's actually worshiping the Lord in that sense. Although personally he still worships the Lord. See, there's also a Visharjana. They ask people to leave sometimes. It's like in a deity installation. Again, it begins with the conception. The acharya usually has a conception. He wants to install a deity there. So from that time in his mind, the deity is there. In the mental form. And they go and they select a stone or something. And Krishna is actually, he's there in the stone. He's acting as a stone. So then they get the hammer and they start hitting him with the chisel and things. That's what they put on him when they're working. But he's that's his worship, but that's manifesting that mark, that's how he's worshipped in that stage. You worship him with a hammer and chisel. Because you're bringing his form out. You can't do that later on. But at that time, that's how he's appreciated. And then he comes back and then you see him with his feet and everything like that. But he hasn't got any clothes on, you think, but everyone's doing that. So he's just there, but he's not really in a form to receive worship or to reciprocate with anyone. There's no clothes on him. And then they start the whole installation, and they do the different homas, and they do the nyas homa, and they cut the different points of the body. They infuse the life into different limbs of the different limbs of the Lord, his mantra and fire sacrifice, then he's becoming more manifest. Then they give a shnanam, Shupidosha shnanam, Panchakavya shnanam, gets rid of all the impurities left by the deity makers. Then they give a Panchamrita shnanam and a Maharabhishek. Senses are becoming more and more enlivened. Then they dress him with all the clothes and ornaments and things like that. So now he's come from a piece of stone and he's a beautiful deity and he's dressed and he looks so beautiful. What next? Is he fully manifest? No, he's hungry. He didn't eat. The whole game is up. But then we make a chop on a boat, we have a big feast for him, and then they all sit down and they eat. Okay, now he's decorated, he's ornamented in this sort of nice little belly tray. Okay. Now you can open. Then you open. Now you can. Then they can worship. Now I will reciprocate the devotion. Before I was, he's not in the mood to reciprocate. So he's manifesting from the very beginning all the way up to the end, and then he personally reciprocates. That's the situation. Okay. He's representing the guru. Do we worship him as a jiva or should we worship him as a Vishnu Tattva? He says, isn't it, Ananda? So generally the guru, he wouldn't advertise himself as being Vishnu Tattva. He's Shakti Tattva. Generally, the more common is you can say a Jeev Tattva. There are people who are coming in that position. Lots of them are religious sitters actually, they're coming down also. But generally we understand that they are Jeevas. This is general understanding. I think Prabhupada said that the six Goswamis, two are Nitya sitters, Rupa and someone else. And the other one, the Raghunath Das, from Raghunath. Krishna Das Goswami and Rupa Goswami, they are interested in him. And I think they maybe had any potency. Explanation to Srimati Radharani. Definitely Rupa is the explanation of Srimati Radharani. And the other Goswamis, they were jivas. But they made it back. They made it back to Godhead. They made it back to Radharani's being in Radharani's group, Radharani's servant. Then again they come back as the other Goswamis. They got perfect. They were jivas. They went back, they got perfect, and again they come, you know, acting like the other Nityasiddhas. So generally we understand the Guru, generally he's like Srivast Thakur. He's a jiva, but he's in pure situation, like her own. But the Guru Tattva is difficult to understand, most difficult. Of all the Tattvas, Guru Tattva and Shiva Tattva are very difficult to understand, because Shiva is in between. He's the junction. Yoga, like yogurt. Milk and yogurt. And of the two, the Guru Tattva is most difficult. Because like in relation to Pancha Tattva, it's the Guru, because he's the sixth Tattva. Krishna Das Kaviraj says, he becomes the sixth Tattva. Because he represents Srivas Narada Muni, he represents the Guru Muni. That's the position. Otherwise, why we approach him? We approach him as a pure devotee. He's representing the pure devotee by an example. So we approach him. So he's representing a pure devotee. And when you accept him and you follow the process, he represents your chariot, that waiter. Because he's given you the signs of devotional service. He's given you the message of the previous chariot. So then also the Guru is representing a waiter chariot. Then by his mercy he can take you to the Sattva platform. Then the recommendation is coming from a Guru. So he will take you to the Sudha Sattva platform. So then he's representing Nityananda Prabhu. That's Nityananda platform. Then by the mercy of Guru also, you'll be introduced into Radha and Krishna relationship. So then he'll represent Radhini Shakti. He'll represent Srimati Radharani or Gadadhara Pandit. And Shakshatari, Vrina, Shamasa, Shastri, he's not different than the Lord because of his being so competent. So he represents all the Tattvas. So therefore it's very, very difficult. Therefore never criticize or try to understand the Vaishnava. When they say, well, this one is teaching more than that one, be very, very careful, because this one may be teaching just what you need. He may be representing just the beginning stage. It doesn't mean he hasn't. He can't manifest all the other stages, so for his disciples or the person you see, he may manifest to be an early stage. It doesn't mean he hasn't got that. But he's representing that time, so we have to be very, very careful that we don't judge one or the other one is teaching something more, something higher. No, he's manifesting something that we can appreciate, the fact that we can appreciate. So Guru is difficult to understand. You will worship me as a representative of the Supreme Person of Godhead. Our worship deity is Radha Krishna Gauranga, so we see Guru as a representative of Radha Krishna Gauranga. Specifically Gauranga in this age, because we are preaching with him. What? As a medium, but both. As a transparent media, or transparent via media. We see Krishna through the Guru. Then he becomes what is known as a transparent via media. Prabhupada uses that term. It's like in deity worship. You have the deity there. He is Krishna himself. So first is tattva, or yoga, meditation on the deity, meditating on your identity, meditating on the guru's identity. This is tattva, manasa puja. This is your yoga. You're establishing the truth. You're the eternal servant of Krishna, etc. By the grace of the spiritual master, you're able to press. So that is your tattva. But when you actually serve, the idea is you're assisting Guru in serving Krishna. When you actually serve Krishna, you forget the yoga part, you forget the tattva part. Here is Krishna and I'm directly serving him. That is the rasa. So then you're addressing the deity with your heart. That's it, you're directly in front of Krishna. That is Krishna. So at that time, Guru is a transparent via media. You went through him, but he's invisible now. But that's what he wants. He doesn't come to establish international society of the Guru consciousness. It's a Krishna consciousness. That's what he wants. He wants you to establish relationships. So he disappears, he becomes invisible. But when we analyze it, who's doing the worship? Am I doing it or is Guru doing it? You come back to the conclusion, no, Guru is it. Guru is doing it. Because it's not Bhakti anymore, it becomes Shankya. So that truth is established before, then you move into the Rasa. That time Guru disappears. He's doing everything. We're approaching truth. But at that time, when you actually worship him, after you've established the truth, then you're with your Krishna. Your worship will be easy. And that's what the Guru wants. That's what he's trying to awaken. The service directed to Krishna. Hare Krishna, it's a letter here from the Akash. Prabhuji, you mentioned that on the level. We develop a relationship with Gauranga. We will be stuck in the matter of film around the dam, and that we cannot enter the dam. Can you please explain? You can read it in the Navadvipa Mahabharata. Is this in the sky? You can read it in the Navadvipa Mahabharata. Nityananda Prabhu is describing to Jiva Goswami. It's a film. It's for protecting the Dham. Chodha Maya protects the Dham. She's the goddess of Navadvip Dham. She's Chodha Maya. So she covers the Dham from the eyes of the materialists, and she removes the covering from the eyes of the devotees. So she spreads that material covering over the Dham. And it's for materialistic persons who come and live in the Dham and think they're living in the Dham. So they don't interfere with the pastimes of Gauranga and the Vaishnavas. Maya keeps them absorbed in activities. And they're thinking, oh, I'm in Navadvip Dham, I'm performing my devotional service also. But if their heart is not very clean, then they're living on the film. Specifically, it mentions they are duplicitous. That duplicity generally is manifested as that you get instructions from your guru and you do something else. That is your duplicity. If you're doing that, you will remain on the film. If you do what Guru says alone, you will enter into the Dham. Hare Krishna. The Anadi Shaker. About 11:15. It's none from me. Anyone want to make any comment or make some stories, suggestions? Thank you. beautiful flower outfit. All glorious with Matajis. Some of them stayed up all night. They just let them see the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. And they did. Some of them actually were in the deed of them, helping to dress Nityananda Prabhu. The Lord Nityananda allowed them to come in by their strong desire. They served him and stayed up all night. He allowed them to come in and dress him. Why wasn't Nityananda Prabhu preaching? He was travelling around for about 20 years after he left his home. Why wasn't he preaching at that time? When Nityananda Prabhu was, he may have been in Vrindavan a little. Anyway, that time he was in Vrindavan. And he was thinking, when will Lord Gauranga appear or manifest his pastimes? He was so anxious, when will the Lord manifest his pastimes? Of sanctity, not his scholarship pastimes. He was performing those. But Nityananda Prabhu said, I'm going to wait until he manifests his sankirtan pastimes when he becomes bhakta, not the pandit. And at that time I will go, then I will take his blessing and permission. It's his movement. He has come to give this movement. He has come to give such a friend to everyone while he's preaching movement of chanting Hare Krishna. He said, I'm going to wait till he gives me the order. I'm his servant and I will not do it before he comes. It's like, we go again to the other day before Madhavacharya. Or is it Ramanuja? Ramanuja. Okay, Ramanuja. Ramanuja, he came here from Puri. He wanted to change the worship, the system of worship. He said, you're worshipping according to the tantric system here. He said, in the Shastra, it says, in Kali Yuga, you should worship according to Pancharatika system, which is a mixture of tantric and Vedic. So all the pundits were scared, now he's going to change Jagannath's system. And Jagannath's an old man, he's been around since the beginning of the universe. He doesn't like changes sometimes, the old people. So it says that he kicked him out. Anyway, he said, Teddy, you're going to see my Navadvip, it's a very dear place. And he woke up in the morning, he was in Navadvip. And then Jagannath spoke to him, explained about the Dharma, then he revealed him actually. Form and his mission and everything like that. And Ramanuja said, great. He said, I've seen hints of this throughout the Shastra, but now you're explaining it, I can understand. It's all making sense now. Before I couldn't really figure it out. But now you're telling me about this incarnation. I see the Shastras are full of this. It's full of information about your experience. He said, it's fantastic. He's done to go out and preach it. Raja Prem. It's God, and he could get everyone, you know. Convert everyone. And Mahaprabhu said, no, you don't do that. I'll do that when I come. you preach up the Dasa Rasa, but when I come, I don't give that much. So Nityananda Prabhu was respecting that. He comes to inaugurate it. So that only when Mahaprabhu orders me, then. So Nityananda always acts as a servant of Mahaprabhu. Speaking about Shakti Tattva, could we say something about Ananda Manjari connected to Nityananda Prabhu? Yes. Nityananda's two wives were Vasudha and Janaki Devi. They were the daughters of Shukadev Shaka, who is the father of Gauridas Pandit. And these were actually his eternal potencies, you think? His eternal Shaktis. These were Revati and Raghuna. In Balaram's wife, Revati and Raghuna. So those two wives are the same person who appeared as Janabi and Vasudev. And the Janabi Devi is the incarnation or partial incarnation of Ananda Mandara. Sunshine, you cannot discriminate this. Without the sunshine, there's no need to sun. Without the sun, there's no need to sunshine. The Shakti. So there's some difference, but they say in this way, in the form of Ananda Manjari, in the form of Vishakti, then Nityananda Prabhu can enter into the Rasa dance, the conjugal pastimes of Krishna. Otherwise, the Nityananda or Balaram, he can't be around at that time. But as Ananda Manjari, he can experience, as Vishakti, he can experience. You know, direct service to Radha and Krishna there in the past. In the Navadipa Mahatmya, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakura, at the end of every verse, he's glorifying Nitai and Janabi. As he's, after every chapter, he glorifies them as his guru. Different praise after every chapter. And he says that he admits they are my guru, they are my life and soul. And he says they have actually ordered me to write this book. Before Bhaktivinoda Thakura actually wrote this book, so he had his revelation, his specific revelation, that's the example. And he says they ordered me to write this book. And so keeping the orders of them on my head, they're my guru. So he's admitting that. He's gurus, so he's worshipping them as his gurus. This is why we see also Bhaktivinoda Thakura, he took initiation into the Nityananda Vamsa Sampradaya from Pippin Bihari Goswami, who at that time were kind of, there was some disagreement with the philosophy, something that one thing they were claiming right to preach, the preachers, the only right, they were the preachers of the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because they're coming from Nityananda Vamsa. So they had the right to preach. Of course, that's a thing. There's a few other philosophical points. But he took initiation into that sampradaya, but later he disagreed with some philosophical points. And some people say he took initiation to sampradaya materially. When that meeting was going on at Brahmana Vaishnava meeting, Midanapur, they invited Bhaktivinoda Thakura to this discussion of Brahmana and Vaishnava. At that time, when he caught Goswami was claiming monopoly on everything. And they were, they had so many accusations against the Vaishnavas. So anyway, there was a big meeting. Bhaktivinoda Thakura was invited to speak. But Bhakti Thakura was free of being sick. He said, I can't go, I'm sick. Because if he went there and he spoke, his guru was there. And the audience also. So what could he say against his casteism? Because he was very strong against. And they were claiming that the Brahmanas would get claiming their caste, and also Nityananda Bhamsi coming in that family line, they were claiming their caste. So he had to go and speak about it. What's he going to do? He's going to start telling them about casteism and things like that. And everyone would say, what impudence. The disciple is sitting in front of his guru and he's condemning his guru as sampradaya, condemning his guru as teaching. They would, you know, it was a very awkward situation for Bhaktivinoda Thakura. He took initiation at some place because he stood out that there was only fewer Vaishnavas around. He couldn't find any fewer Vaishnavas at that time. It was very serious. So he said, I can't go. So then he sent Bhaktivinoda Thakura. You go and you speak to them. Well, actually, he said, no, is there any? Nobody can defeat these nonsense people. Bhaktivinoda saw the desire of Bhakti, so he wrote some points and he showed them to Bhakti Nara Thakura. He said, if I go and present this, would it be allowable? And he read it and went, Saraswati! You are truly amazing! You are Saraswati speaking here! You are Saraswati speaking here! This is amazing! Yes, you go and you defeat him! So then he went there and he completely defeated him. Because he didn't have any social obligation or, you know, like, you know, guru connection with the Nityananda monster or anything like that. He was completely independent from all that. So he could go there and he defeated him and straight into him. But Bhaktivinoda Thakura said that it's difficult according to the time and circumstances, the situation of his being initiated in that sampradaya. But later we understand he took the shelter of Jagannath Das Babaji's Shiksha Guru. So therefore we're claiming more on Shiksha Naina than Shiksha Naina. Anyway, Bhaktivinoda Thakura, in the Navadipa Bhattaranga, he gives the description there. He's a description of Bhaktivinoda Thakura, making a description, and the Dharma, everything is being revealed to him. All the places in the Dharma are all manifesting, so he's having revelation as he's doing the Tikram. And he goes to Nisringapali and Lord Nisringadev is there and he puts his head on his feet to stay in Navadvipa, chant Hare Krishna. He sees Ramchandra and he sees the Pandavas who are in exile here. He sees all the different personalities in Bhishma Dev. And it's all being revealed to him. Finally he comes to this island, Vrijadi, the last island of the Tikram. And then he sees Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva is dancing and saying, Bom Bom Goranga, Bom Bom Bom. God, Hari, give your mercy to all living entities, give mercy to all living entities in the universe. Give him Bom Bom, and he's jumping and dancing like a man, falling on the ground. And Bhaktivinoda goes, he pays his obeisance to him. He says, get up, Jiva, get up, O Jiva. He says, very soon, he says, by my mercy. Bhaktivinoda Thakura was getting the mercy of all the devotees. The final Lord said, by my mercy. Even when he met Lord Nisringadev, Lord Nisringadev put his foot in his head and gave him blessings. Lord Nisringadev said, by the mercy of my devotees, you will understand. Even the Supreme Personality of Godhead is putting your feet on your head, silly saying, by the mercy of my devotees. So Krishna's mercy comes through his devotees. Then finally Lord Shiva says, by my mercy, Maya will retreat. So Shiva is the only one who can order Maya. He's the husband of Maya. He can't tell her, at the moment she comes, so she's very obedient to her husband. By my mercy, Maya will retreat, he says. So Vaishnava Jatahasham book. He's the greatest Vaishnava. He's also the fourth ego principle, that is Shiva Shakti. In the universal form, Lord Shiva acts as the Ahankara principle. So he can remove that. It comes from him, he can take it back. This is the system. as we advance in devotional service, we get certain postages. They go back, we've got them like the. We get lots of qualities from Maya Devi, staying in the material world. Her qualities, she'll take them back when we become purified. And the spiritual personality, they will give you the potency. So everything is pleasant. So Lord Shiva, he can remove false ego. He gave it. So he can remove it. And he removes Maya. Very quickly, by mind work, he said he will achieve all perfection. Then back to Lord Chakra, I look across the area called Pulinder from the banks of the Ganges, like Navadi, Ganga side there. The area there is the area of Rasalila. It's a Siganga, because they don't go flying along here. Jamuna's on this side, the Ganga's this side, Jamuna's the other side, they flow together. So that other bank is the bank of the Trinity, it's the Jamuna River there. So that's where the Rasa pastimes take place. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur sees in the distance. The Radha and Krishna, millions and millions of folks performing their rasas. Never before I've seen such an astonishing sight of this, which falls unconscious on the ground. And then he wakes up and he says, wonderful transformation. So who is it? What is it? He finds he's got a female body. And he says, oh, his eye, Kamala Manjari, he's got his spiritual body, Manjari, Kamala Manjari. And then he sees next to him is another little girl. And he said, this is my guru, Sananda Manjari. So Sananda Manjari is his guru. And she blesses him, and she starts explaining, and she shows him the Dharma. She explains to him the glory of another reason. Different places. So the Guru revealed. The Guru was there, the form was revealed, and then she was instructing him of the nature of Navadi Dharma and everything. Then she takes him to see Rupam Manjari. Then Rupam Manjari also has to give her a direct lesson. He is a newcomer, great devotee of Gauranga, he killed her. Give him blessing, he wants that sentiment that you have to serve Radha and Krishna. Without the sentiment of being Radha Dasi, it's very difficult to please Krishna exactly how he wants the maximum pleasure Krishna enjoys, which is Radha Dasi. So that's why he wants to be the servant of Srimadha Radharani. So Rupa Goswami, Manjari, is one of those Chikshanti personalities. Very, very intimate with Radha and Krishna, that's all he can suggest. Scientists of devotional service, and in different sentiments and moods. Therefore, we're called Rupa Nuga. Because we want to get his mood of service. Without his mood of service, you can't have service. And he can give it, and no one else can give it. So, personally, you have to meet these people, and he infuses it with that potency. Then he has that sentiment of how to serve, become the Radha. Not finished then. Okay, go meet our leader. She'll also give you some information where you're going to live and things, what you can do. But the idea is, when you woke up, your spiritual master was Ananda Manjari. He said, my spiritual master is Ananda Manjari. Who is Janabi Devi? Whom is accepting all the time in the love of his Dharma Happy, although he is here 400 years later, but not until the first time. And he's saying, Nita and Janabi are my gurus. But he never met them. It seems, because there's a 400-year gap. But it means that he knew there is eternal guru. He explained it. He was manifest eternally as an animal. He said, my guru. Same person whom he was saying when he was writing his book. Can you see it? The question is, when you become spiritually perfect, can you choose anybody you want? Become any form or selfish in any form you desire? Yes, you can. This is called Satyasankalpa. Krishna is like that. Whatever he desires can automatically be fulfilled. So you can desire any form and you can get it. It's explained in the Navadita Mahapunya, the Pramankam. Whatever you desire, so all the different types of liberation, even of specifically, if you desire to serve Krishna in friendship, then you'll take your birth on the planet and become a cowboy, and you'll associate with Krishna as a cowfriend. If you want as a inferential relationship, you take birth as a gopi and associate with the elderly gopi. If you want to take birth as a girlfriend of Krishna, then you'll take birth in the gopa family, and this is where you're headed. Then you get the association of the nitya siddha gopis. That is your final training. Yeah, so he said it's something Dhamma says you can choose. Also we hear it's fixed, so it's also fixed. If you want, you can just depend on Guru to reveal everything to you. Many can reveal it for you. If you have your own desire. The idea is, somehow or another we left the spiritual world, we weren't satisfied. So Krishna is saying, now you're here, you can have exactly what you want, please be satisfied. You can have exactly what you want, then come back. Because I only want you to be happy. Somehow or another you'll be satisfied, why did you leave the spiritual world? Okay, come here, now you can have any form you want, and then you can come back and be fully satisfied. I mean, this is the karma style, this middle planet system, especially this whole earth planet, it's the karma style. This is where we make our karma. Other places we work it up, here we make it. So if here on the material world, you can choose your next body, it doesn't mean, if you couldn't do it there, then there's something more in the material world than the spiritual world. You're in a human body now, you have a choice of 8,400,000 different bodies, if you want. So why not in the spiritual world? So the idea of Nitya Krishna Das, Nitya Srupa and Nitya Krishna Das. Nitya Krishna, Nitya Krishna, eternal servant of Krishna. That's fixed. So what type of servant is the change? Otherwise you can just go along, depend on Guru's reveal. Then it's fixed. Jai Ho Premanandi.